Big Pat Peck Nissan for your next vehicle. Shop over 500 new Nissans at the only Nissan dealer in Gulfport. Right now, buy a new 2020 Rogue S for $24,074. Visit us on US 49 in Gulfport and drive home your new Nissan today. Shop our complete inventory online at patpacknissan.com. VIN LC724100, MSRP 28,180, includes 1606, dealer discount and 2,500 Nissan customer cash. Tax, title, and fees extra. See dealer for details in 3220.
Spring is just around the corner, and now's a great time to get in the driver's seat of that new John Deere you've been dreaming of when you shop with your neighbors at SunSouth. Whether you're cutting, disking, planting, or harvesting, think SunSouth, where you'll find the quality John Deere equipment to meet your needs, affordably priced to save you time and money. Like the fast and efficient John Deere Z915E zero-turn mower, as low as $109 a month. And if you need to tackle larger jobs, think SunSouth for the John Deere 3025E package, including tractor, trailer, loader, box blade, and rotary cutter for as low as $285 a month with 0% financing available. Come see how easy it is to own a John Deere when you visit SunSouth. For a full line of affordable John Deere equipment to get your outdoor jobs done faster and more efficiently, think SunSouth for those that do.
Pricing plus taxes and fees. Financing with approved credit. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details. Expires March 7, 2020.
Aloha, everybody. This is Kathy Bilski, the Quantum Leap at Light Unite show on UPR and radio. And this is Friday, February 28th, 2020. How is your Mercury in retrograde going? If things don't want to come together, if you're having communication problems, things falling apart, it's crazy stuff happening. You can blame it on Mercury in retrograde. And I think we are going there till March something. I'm sorry, I can't pull up that date. But if you Google it, you'll find out. So it's a time that you don't want to start any new projects. You don't want to sign any contracts. You don't want to start any new relationships. A lot of times when Mercury goes direct, a lot of that stuff can fall apart. So just wait another week and a half, you know, before you do any of that. Now it is a time for finishing projects that have already been started. And also going inward and biting your tongue a lot. I think my favorite words are lately is, you know, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to get into it. I'm keeping my mouth shut. And lo and behold, when I do that, oh my God, things just kind of work out for the better. So it's, you know, if you're feeling that it's a little bit tougher times than normal, really, it's not you. Mercury in retrograde. So tonight, we're going to get back to doing some energy work again because the planet really needs it. I don't know about you guys, but I'm not really thrilled about Nazis being in power and trying to kill most of us off. So today, tonight, we're going to give some attention to removing some of the dark overlays, neutralizing the coronavirus. Which, you know, guys, we have done this before with other viruses. There's no reason why we can't do it with this one, too, especially if enough of us put intent into it. We'll work on cutting the Nazis from their sacred symbols. Do a little energy work, cutting ties and binds from Earth and humanity to Satan. And Trump, we'll fit him in there. And if we have time, we are going to do a little bit of energy work on the Republicans, which they are racist Nazis. Okay, so while we're doing this, I'm going to ask that you do some creative visualization because we're going to create bubbles of light and put the energy work in there. So I want you to send energy. And for those of you that can't see me, I've got my hands up. Palms away from me, like I'm sending energy outward. And you can imagine that energy going into this bubble of light that we're putting the energy work into to amplify it. Now, if you got a crystal, go get it. Crystals amplify energy. So it'll amplify our energy work even more and allow everything to manifest quicker. And for those of you that can see me, and behind me is my big 1,000-pound crystal, smoky quartz, Ela, She's going to amplify our work. And, you know, I'm sitting in my crystal store. Ah, let there be light. And that's amplifying our work even more. It's like sitting in a big vortex. So, got your crystals. For those of you who are going to participate, I want you to put your feet flat on the ground. And right now, just put your hands in your lap. Start taking some gentle, deep breaths. You're going to breathe in light. Exhale out everything that no longer serves you. And imagine all that unwanted energy going through the violet flame back to God. And you fill up with your divine essence. Breathe in light. Exhale out everything that no longer serves you. So do that until I tell you to stop. And don't hyperventilate on me, okay? So as you're doing that, going to surround each and every one of you in a bubble of golden flame. I add to that the blue flame of protection, the violet flame of transmutation, the green flame of healing. And I'm going to seal you in the pink flame of love. And I'm going to call to all your teachers, guides, masters, all the divine beings that work with you and invite them in. Add energy to the work that we're doing. Now, I want you to imagine you're in this incredible, huge stadium that can fit 300,000 people. It's huge. We're all connected through our heart chakra. You got a person to the right, person to the left, and you're holding their hands. In the center, we have this big 10-ton crystal, and then we're going to put the bubble of light in the above the crystal. Take another deep breath, and as you exhale, I want you to feel yourself reconnecting to the Creator. And as you do, we're going to ask the Creator to send you this incredible high healing energy. Let it come through your crown chakra, go all the way down your body, down your legs, out your feet, into the earth. And we're going to send that energy into all the fungus and the tree roots. And we're going to reoxygenate the trees that way and help them heal. We're going to multitask. All right, let that energy go down your arms, out your hands, down your spine. You're totally consumed in this light. Now you're holding people's hands. And now I want you to send that divine energy that's flowing through you down your right arm into the next person to your right. And as that energy flows to the right, we're going to create this huge energy vortex of light. We're going to call all the gods and goddesses and masters, past, present, future, all the divine beings that are awakened on the planet, the elemental kingdom, air, earth, fire, water, all the old ancient cultures responsible for holding light, the aborigines, the kahunas, the medicine men and women. Please feel this energy circle and add your energy to what we're doing. The cosmic beings, add your energy to what we're doing to amplify our work. Now let's send love and light to the left. And as the circle flows to the left, it is now closed. So only that which is light may enter. And we're going to ask that the trees join us and to take our energy to heal themselves. Send it into the earth so the earth feels what we're doing. And she remains balanced and stable. And out through the branches, so all life forms can feel this really high enlightenment energy. We call to all the rocks, stones, crystals, minerals, all the light, all the earth keepers on the planet to lock into the big earth keeper in the center and amplify our work over 100,000 fold. We call to all the grids, ley lines, meridians, domes, obelisks, pyramids, all the sacred and holy spots on the planet to lock in to this divine circle tonight. And I'm going to ask Mother, Father, God, that everyone that participates receives a healing and that you guide us into doing not our will, but thy will be done. So be it. But thanks for this opportunity to serve. All right. So we're going to let go of everyone's hands, put your hands in your lap, and we're going to take a deep breath and feel that high divine energy come pouring in your crown chakra, down your arms, out your hands, into the center, into the circle that's forming above the big crystal. And in this one, we're going to put earth in all life forms. So remember, as we're doing this, do some creative visualization and really see this happening. In the name of the presence of God, which I am, through the magnetic power of the sacred fire vested in me, as we put in earth and all life forms in this bubble of light, call Michael the Archangel, Ganesha, the remover of obstacles, all the cosmic beings, and the creator to cut all ties to all artificial plasma in the atmosphere that was reptilian created. As we cut the ties to their masters, we call the violet flame through all the cells, atoms, molecules, DNA of this plasma to clean it up. Now we reconnect it all to the creator, filling it all up with divine love. We command it to be neutral and no longer function. See the plasma breaking up and neutralizing itself. Let it not be able to form any square or ring frequency patterns. We place the mirror in front of the scalar and plasma weapons to return all signals and frequencies back to the reptilian stations. As this is done, we see all the equipment imploding on itself. Let all computers connected with any scalar frequency machines being used, overloading with this energy that was sent back, causing the machines to implode. A call to the debris in outer space for meteor rocket satellites to start to magnetize all satellites that are not being used for the highest good of all mankind and interfere with their orbit cycles. We call the Helios and Vista to reach out and embrace these satellites with so much divine electromagnetic energy that it will interfere with signals that are not being used with divine purpose. We give the angels permission to interfere and divinely distort any signals coming from satellites, or as the cosmic junk hits the satellites, it reverses what they see so they can no longer spy on Earth and all they can see is the outer space. We cut all ties to all fifth dimensional energy frequency vents around the Earth that's creating a dark energy overlay over the Earth to control and harness human consciousness. We cut ties to all machines that are affecting us in the third world through frequencies, vibration, and sound that is directed at the electromagnetic fields to create negativity and chaos. We cancel clear all frequencies that are suppressing light, giving humans an oppressive feeling. We also cut the ties to military buoys connected to the reptilian stations and their dark masters. We command that all these buoys be contained in a circle of cement, with a lead overlay to jam all frequencies, placing all the buoys in a position of harmlessness. We command that all frequencies connected to the Merkaba orthogonal transformers to break down and collapse, dissolving the frequency fence that creates a self-perpetuating loop of negativity. We now send a golden solar energy through these frequencies that shift the grids so people feel positive and happy and see their life's missions and purposes. We now command the breakdown and deactivation of all scalar plasma weapons that are coming from low Earth orbit satellites that are targeting the most awakened light warriors on the planet. We also see the plasma top lead bombs that are protecting these satellites breaking down, becoming non-functional. Now let's send a golden solar energy through the Earth's morphogenetic grid that neutralizes any dark energy that wants to control the grid. We call divine light, divine male balance, divine male-female balance to all grids, ley lines, meridian zones, obelisks, pyramids, and all the sacred spots on the planet. We call the Michael Sword of Blue Flame to cut all ties to all satanic negative ceremonies that have been done, past, present, future, on those areas. See a blaze with the violet flame to transmute these power spots to divine light. Envision these areas blazing in God's divine radiating light, sending positive enlightened energy through the Earth and all sacred spots, radiating joy and happiness to the Earth and all her inhabitants. As these reptilian facilities break down, we see everyone reconnect to the creator, becoming awakened, spiritual, divine, happy beings. They are also given their divine missions, divine purposes, as they open to new possibilities that will help them go beyond their divine potential. Nevertheless, not our will, but thy will be done. So be it. Take a deep breath and release this bubble of life. I give thanks for this opportunity to serve. All right, so take another deep breath. As you exhale, again, feel that divine light flow through you, being directed into the center of the stadium, forming another bubble of light. And in this bubble of light, we're going to put the coronavirus. All right, let there be light in the name of the presence of God, which I am, through the magnetic power, the sacred fire vested in me, I command. We call to Michael the Archangel to cut off ties to whoever created the coronavirus, including the inventors that hold the U.S. patent documents, the Peerbright Institute, inventors Erika Bicerto, Sarah Keith, Paul Britton, and the primary examiner, Bao Keeley, the Denison Corporation, and anyone who has a foreign patent on this. We ask the angels to insert any other names associated with the creating and distribution of the coronavirus. They know who they are, from scientists to the money sources. Let's cut all ties between these beings responsible and the virus, no matter where it is in physical form, human or animal, in the lab or in drugs of any kind. This includes any mutations the virus may evolve into, including being added to any drugs like meth. We call the violet flame through the disease to clean it up, the energy of the angel light to heal it. Now we see this virus reconnecting to the creator. See all the cells, atoms, molecules of this virus filling up with so much light from the creator. It has such a high healing vibration. And as it recharges in the light, we command the virus to be neutral or turn itself into beneficial healing water, allowing itself to be eliminated from the body in a gentle, kind release, or simply turn to water. We ask this be done for anyone who was exposed in any way to the coronavirus, human or animal. To all who have been exposed to the virus, especially the elderly who it seems to be attacking more, we surround them in the energy of angel light, especially over their lungs. As the angel light is relaxing the lungs, they can breathe better. We'll now send energy to their hearts, regenerate their life force, and from there, it also goes toward their lungs and anywhere else in the body they need to heal themselves and regenerate. We now call the violet flame around everyone exposed to transmute the energy of the virus to a simple common cold that all people recover quickly from. And it can no longer be passed in any way or through the air, sea, water, earth, human, animal. Now we're going to send a peaceful, loving, healing, calm energy to all people being quarantined that have been exposed. Call the higher self to activate, and actually not only to people that are quarantined, but to anyone who has been exposed again. We're going to call to their higher self to activate their divine blueprint for perfect health. And that's now activated in their bodies, allowing them to treat quickly if infected. Let them also be divinely inspired with new inspired thoughts on how to put their lives back together after quarantine and putting those plans in action. Let them be sent everything they need, have a comfortable quarantine, and actually heal and release this virus gently and in a way that it will not come back and manifest again in their bodies. In all have, see all these viruses turning into beneficial healing water. Now we're going to call to all elementals like mice, rats, red ants, spiders, snakes, bees, wasps, fleas, dust, and funguses to now infest all those labs, including all university labs, private or government, in a way no one will be hurt or harmed, yet all the equipment, computers, hard drives, phones, lab equipment, cars, and planes will break down and no longer function, especially if they are trying to create new diseases that can hurt or harm the planet. And all who enter those buildings become dyslexic when they try and operate any equipment, computers, and do technical work of any kind. Their minds may function normally when not on lab sites. Now we're going to cut all ties again to any viruses of any kind, any diseases, any plagues, at any scientist in any timeline trying to recreate. Cut the ties, to send the violet flame through it all to transmute that energy, angel light to heal. See all that now reconnecting to the creator and filling up with so much light. And we command it now to be neutral. Only emit love. All the higher selves of all responsible scientists and all financiers for all versions of the coronavirus, asking them to stop creating harmful viruses. If they choose to continue, which is their free will, we ask their higher selves and guardian angels to put them all in positions of harmlessness now. If it's for their highest good, they receive a karmic return of over 100,000-fold now, then so be it. And I step aside as it's returned to them. See these scientists and money financiers putting their knowledge, money, and gifts to work. Works of good for humanity, or just decide to retire and spend more time with their families, replaced with no one. See these beings also releasing all cures for free, no matter what healing modality works. In your mind's eye, see this information being gifted to humanity and all doctors. We call the higher selves of all decision makers and airlines and hospital industries, Homeland Security and the TSA, and the governments that are involved with spreading the coronavirus worldwide to step forward in light and stop it now. If you choose to continue, which is your free will, we ask your higher self and guardian angel to put you in a position of harmlessness, replacing you with somebody knowledgeable that can take positive action. Let all their plans fall apart. Anyone that's trying to spread this disease, consciously or unconsciously, we're going to violet flame around them. Anybody that is infected, we're going to imagine this big bubble of violet flame around to transmute it. And it's going to be up 24/7, 365 days a year, just because. So if they cough, sneeze, whatever, if they breathe, the violet flame immediately transmutes that. So it cannot hurt or harm anyone else or be spread. And see the panic dying down. Now, if it's for the highest good that all of those that are trying to spread this, including the government officials in the United States, that they receive a karmic return of over 100,000-fold, then so be it. We step aside as it's returned to them. Call the goddess of truth and justice, step in the lives of everyone in the government and military who's trying to spread the virus. Let it all come to the surface. Let their names be known, resulting in prison time for the endangering of the planet and all life forms. Let the natural healing modalities for this virus come out, because they're out there. We also cut all ties to all drug patches on all scientists, forcing them to do things against their will. See all these patches being neutralized and no longer working, giving free will back to these men and women, allowing them to choose right action. May their families be protected. And we're going to send energy to their life force, into their heart, into their bloodstream to help them clean up from any drugs that's been put in. Force them to do scientific experiments that can harm planet and all life forms. The all black magic around the coronavirus being neutralized and all their dark manifestation being disrupted, resulting in no more forward movement. See all Agenda 21 plans falling apart in the world, quantum leaping into the world enlightenment. See this world pandemic calming down to nothing as people heal from the virus and it stops spreading by any form. Now, again, we're going to send energy, all those possibilities of people that may have been affected, and we're going to send energy to their life force. See this energy being gently eliminated from their bodies. And see them gaining strength and healing, and quickly healing, that it just kind of blows the doctors away. And healing in a way where virus does not come back. All right, let's fill this up with light and love. And we're going to take a deep breath and release it. And I give thanks for this opportunity to serve. All right, we're going to create another bubble of light. Take a deep breath, feel that divine energy flow through you into the bubble of light. In this bubble of light, we're going to put in all the Nazis everywhere worldwide and all their sacred symbols that they use. So let there be light in the name of the presence of God, which I am, through the magnetic card, the sacred fire vested in me, I command. That all Nazi swastika symbols are reversed, so the energy now brings in peace and prosperity back to the earth and humanity. Every time anyone looks at a Nazi swastika, see the energy being reversed into its correct positive direction. We cut the ties to anyone whose intent is to misuse any sacred symbols. Call the violet flame through them to clean them up, and we reconnect those symbols to the divine. See these energies being reversed to their positive, correct direction. If this symbol is used to set humanity's collective solar plexus backwards, we now reverse directions and see humanity moving forward in light and love. I command that any portals, stargates, time portals, including any the time portal at Montauk, being used for the dark purpose of manipulating time or allowing dark forces from other dimensions on the planet, be cut from those who are misusing them, closed and sealed forever, made invisible and moved so they can't reopen them. Imagine any machines being used for this purpose breaking down now. See any magic symbols and rituals being used to rent the veils between inner dimensions be rendered harmless. I ask that all those who try and run real machines become confused so the machines don't function properly. As real energy is corrected, see humanity become conscious and focused on their divine spiritual growth, bringing the golden age in the manifestation. I ask that all that misuse of real energy be tied and bound. All real machines are cut from their masters, and any byproduct from real, including any psychokinetic energy, mind altering, manipulating machines, and any Tesla invention. I cut these elementals from their masters, cleansing them with the violet flame. Fill the elementals up with love and command them to be neutral by breaking down and no longer functioning. Now, this includes any machines, computers connected to the LPARP, the CERN programs, any microwave cell phone towers, airplanes, spy satellites, jets, helicopters creating chemtrails, the Montauk program, and 5G. I ask anyone trying to misuse the frill energy through the use of sound, color, water, chemicals, drugs, stop now. Step forward in the light and help us bring the earth into the golden age peacefully. Stop manipulating humankind by creating apocalyptic energy. If you choose not to work with the light in a peaceful way, I ask your higher selves and guardian angels to put you in a position of harmlessness. I ask Michael the Archangel to cut all energy and money sources from those that misuse the real energy, redirecting that energy to light workers to put towards their divine mission and making their lives prosperous and comfortable. We cut all ties and magical contracts Anunnaki Satan had with the Roman Vatican Church, Empire, and with Hitler. All concordats are now dissolved by the violet flame, healed in angel light, and reconnected to the Creator, now becoming neutral and only emitting love. The energy of the first through the fourth Reich is now dissolved. Nevertheless, that hour will, but thy will be done. Let's take a deep breath and release it. We give thanks for this opportunity to serve. Okay, we're going to do another bubble of light. So take a deep breath and feel all that energy flow through you into the center. And in this bubble of light, again, we're going to put Earth, humanity, and Satan in this bubble. So let there be light in the name of the presence of God, which I am, through the magnetic power, the sacred fire vested in me, I command. Call to Michael the Archangel to take his sword of blue flame and cut all ties to all satanic magic around all forms, organic, inorganic, including all movie stars, all singers and illusion makers, the music, TV, movie, cable, and radio communication fields, industries, politicians, leaders, religious leaders, military personnel of all ranks and all decision makers, plants and animals worldwide. Anyone who will sacrifice their spiritual values for knowledge, or material gain, also called Faltesian Pact. This includes all skins, as magic is written on, no matter where Satan keeps it hidden, as ties to all satanic black magic and pacts that were made with Satan are cut. We call the violet flame to clean up all that dark energy, and then we send that angel light energy to heal it, then fill it up with the Creator's divine love. We command the skin and parchments to now be neutral, only emitting love. I call upon the fire elemental to blaze and burn in all the vaults of Satan, and everywhere these skins and parchments of magic are kept. Let the flame do the final cleansing. I now see all satanic vaults, ethereal or in physical, in flame and burning till all skin and parchments that contracts are written on are in ashes. All trusts are hereby dissolved through the sacred trust that God has given us humans to set us free. We cut all black magic, satanic ties and binds Satan has placed on all life forms, souls, the planet Earth, going back to the time when Satan was cast out of heaven, through this present time and the future of our planet. The ties and binds to this energy in all souls are now cut free from your bondage. Satan owns no one. The people of this planet all have their very own direct link to God, the Creator, thus in charge of all dominion on the planet. You do not own the world, humans, nor any soul on this planet or anywhere. We can imagine our own sacred trust with the Creator. Thank you very much. Satan, you're fired. We now reconnect all these souls to the Creator, helping them become awakened, conscious, spiritual beings. We cut the ties to all of Satan's trust. He set up claiming all real estate as his, then binding that in magic. We again cut the ties with this trust. Call the violet flame to clean it up, the angel light energy to heal, then we reconnect it to God. Now we command it to be neutral. Only emit love. We call forth the fire elemental to burn this magic and all it is written on to ashes. This trust is hereby dissolved by the light of God, the Creator, and everything that is holy. Cut all ties to Satan and all trust that makes people slaves. We again cut the ties to this magic and the bonding of it with Satan. Call the violet flame through it to clean up the energy, angel light to heal it. We reconnect to the Creator, commanding it to be neutral. We again call the fire elemental to blaze through this magic till it's cleansed by fire to ashes and dust. I see the storage vaults, physical or etheric, and physical flame now. We now see all veils and overlays over all souls being removed, allowing everyone to reconnect to their higher selves, becoming awakened spiritual beings, fully aware of their divine mission and purposes. We cut all ties with the trust called Sisui Quivi, claiming all souls to Satan and the Catholic Church. As these ties are cut, we call the violet flame to clean it up, the angel light energy to heal, fill it up with love, Creator's love. Now we command it to be neutral, to only emit love. I call the fire elemental to burn the skin it's written on till in ashes. See all souls being set free again, becoming awakened spiritual beings. Now we cut off ties and magical contracts Satan had with the Roman Catholic Church Empire and with Hitler. All concordats are now dissolved by the violet flame, healed in angel light, reconnected to the Creator, now becoming neutral or only emitting love. The energy of the first through the fourth Reich now dissolved. All the higher selves of all beings worshiping Satan, past, present, future, to now step forward in the light of God and renounce Satan, all lies, deception, chaos, and wars he creates. And if you choose not to, which is his free will, to call the higher self and guardian angel to put you all in position of harmless now. We remove all veils and overlays you have placed on each other, cut the ties and oaths you have taken together, binding you to each other and your projects. Now removed. For those of you who choose to stay with Satan, again, your free will, we place you all in a bubble of mirror, the mirror facing you, so any dark energy you try and send out will stay contained. We add the violet flame to cleanse this energy so it does not gain any strength. This bubble of mirror will stay up 24/7, 365 days a year. From here through eternity, it will dissolve when you choose to work in the light of the Creator and not Satan. Until then, this bubble keeps you powerless. May this light work be amplified 100,000-fold every time anyone hears this energy work. All right, fill this up with energy. We're going to take a deep breath and release it. And again, thanks for this opportunity to serve. All right, again, we're going to create another bubble of light. And in this bubble of light, we're going to put Trump and his whole family. So let there be light in the name of the presence of God, and I am in the name of the presence of God, which I am, through the magnetic power, the sacred fire vested in me, I command. All the crystals in Washington, D.C., the area, to amplify light and transparency everywhere in the Capitol. We ask the Creator to remove all energy overlays that's keeping the public from seeing all the unnecessary expenses that all the Trump family is creating, that the public is paying for. See the mass general public demanding Trump either stop going on as many vacation trips to any of his golf courses, including any of them, or pay for the trips himself, no longer using taxpayer funds for his golf trips or his Nazi rallies. See Trump having to pay all this money back to the taxpayers, all those cities that Trump has stiffed. Call to the higher selves of the decision makers to be divinely inspired to put liens on Trump's properties till he pays. We ask that all veils and overlays for protecting any of Trump's kids, wives, or ex-wives from the public eye and receiving real justice are removed now. Let all their plans be brought to the surface in a way that Congress, the Senate, and the New York Southern District Courts take action, strip them of their power they've been given by Trump, and replace with someone with international experience. Remove all protective magic that's protecting them from jail time for their illegal practices of making money from the president's office. See all the appropriate state prosecuting attorneys pursuing the Trump family for all their past and present money laundering schemes. Let them be given prison time for all their treasonous actions. We ask Trump's higher self to release his hatred of anyone that's not white, going backwards and forwards through hundreds of thousands of his former lives. Let's remove his father's overlay over Trump, and as it's removed, we ask his higher self to help him reconnect to the creator to become an awakened spiritual being, to work in the light, and if he chooses not to, may his higher self and guardian angel put him in a position of harmlessness. And if that means removing him from office through the 25th Amendment, then so be it, or any other way. That's not going to hurt or harm anyone. See all Trump's mob ties being severed and transmuted by the violent fire. So Trump can no longer pull from that crime syndicate energy, whether it's Russian, Saudi, or American, or Republican, or Christian. Let all Trump's mob secrets be brought up to the surface and revealed to all, allowing real justice to step in. Remove all magical overlays of protection around Trump so there's complete transparency on how he sexually abuses women and children. Now let's send energy those women Trump has sexually abused in the past and present, along with the energy they need to come forward, speak truth, and be protected from Trump and his followers, and win in court. Call the higher selves of everyone in the United States to realize that Donald Trump and family are a national security threat. We ask that every American needs to demand that their representatives, judicial and elected, stand up and insist that the Trump administration be removed from office because of all his high crimes and misdemeanors. Let there be a world tribunal to judge Trump's betrayal of the Kurds and any ethnic cleansing that results from Trump's actions. We ask Michael the Archangel to remove all overlays, along with cutting off ties and binds that Bill Barr has between the New World Order, Trump, and the Catholic Church. Let there be a total transparency with everything Barr does. Remove all protection overlays over Barr. And as that energy is removed, see Barr losing his law license, impeached, removed from office. Cut all ties and binds that Trump has to the KKK, Nazis, all white nationalism, and the Nazi racist Stephen Miller. Let's call the violet flame through all this energy to transmute all hate, see all Stephen Miller and Bannon's. Trump's immigration plans falling apart, as well as Miller being removed and his wife being removed from his office in the White House and him doing jail time for all his crimes against humanity. If Trump does have Hitler's gene bloodlines, we now cut those ties to Hitler, the past, and violet flame, all that energy replaced with light. We ask Trump's higher self to now let him reconnect to the creator so he becomes an awakened spiritual being who now knows better than to hurt or harm. Again, if Trump refuses, which is his free will, we ask his higher self to put him in a position of harmlessness. Let's tie and bind the god and goddess of war and chaos and all chaos magic attached to Trump. See the chaos magic neutralizing to nothing, having no power. See all Trump's evil programs being reversed and repealed. See Trump's barren tax be repealed and replaced with a tax rate from 2018. See the courts making Donald Trump show his tax return, remove the magic that's keeping his tax return protected and being seen. And as that again is removed, see Donald Trump tax returns being seen as the blocks are removed and the mass general public sees it. Everyone sees it. Let's energy to the Democrats in power to be divinely inspired on how to impeach and remove Trump, Pence, and all their cabinet from offices. See divine accountability manifesting in everyone's lives. See all satanic magic that's keeping the Trumps in power be neutralized. See all overlays of Nazi and evangelical magic removed from Trump and his family. And remove the energy overlay from the evangelicals and the family that Trump is a chosen one and cannot be touched and can do no wrong. See that magic being removed from around Trump and his family, and divine justice stepping in, divine karma stepping in. See people boycotting all of Trump's properties in protest of his putting children in cages, his immigration family separation policies, being a Russian Putin collaborator, and destroying the USA from within. In your mind's eye, it's Trump. It's time for the Trump family to be removed and replaced with a human being light worker. See all of Trump's plans falling apart now. See all of Trump's plans trying to create a pandemic in the United States or anywhere around the world. See it falling apart. We command the angels to get involved and break up this plan. See all of Trump's plans falling apart and see Trump doing jail time. All right, fill that up with light. We're going to take a deep breath and release it. I give thanks for this opportunity to serve. All right, we're going to create another bubble of light. And this bubble of light, we're going to put in everyone in the United States. Because Lord knows, guys, we need help awakening these people. All right. So take another deep breath, feel that light flow through you into the center, forming another bubble of light. And in this bubble of light, we're going to put everybody in from the USA. So let there be light in the name of the presence of God, which I am, through the magnetic power of the sacred fire vested in me, I command. Imagine a golden solar energy descending down and around all domes, obelisks, pyramids, and all sacred spots in the United States, anchoring that energy down to the grids and ley lines. See this high energy reconnecting all this ley lines and grids to the Creator. See this energy descending down around and through the White House, Pentagon, and where the shadow government hides. All the higher selves of everyone in government now step forward into the light, now work for the good of the people, making divine decisions. And if they choose not to, which is their free will, we ask their higher selves and guardian angels to put them in a position of harmlessness, letting a light worker take their place. We ask that they're given lots of thoughts and how they'll help. Now they want to retire and spend time with their families. We send energy to all politicians that are working on stopping war and anything else that's for the benefit of the earth and all life forms. See them being divinely inspired with new ways to get positive action moving forward. We command the angels to give them and their families complete protection. We ask that all veils of darkness that's around anyone in the U.S. or planet that's keeping people from becoming conscious beings be removed and replaced with a connection to their spiritual selves becoming conscious beings. We call the higher selves of the National Guard and military, asking all overlays be removed from you so you too become conscious beings. As you awaken, you see everyone around you as your family, friends, relatives, as people that you harmonize with, and start doing many acts of kindness for humanity. And when its time comes that you have to choose between the government and the people and the Constitution, you choose the people and the Constitution. Now let's send divine light and a divine balance spiritual awakening. See that descending down through the U.S. now. Now let's put everybody, all life forms, in this bubble of light. And we're going to ask that everyone, or DNA, strands of DNA, let it reconnect to the Creator. And see everyone being recharged, regenerated, becoming healthier. And we're going to call and ask everyone's divine blueprint for perfect health starts manifesting in their bodies now, if it's for their highest good. All right, fill everything up with light and love. And we're going to take a deep breath and release it. And again, give thanks for this opportunity to serve. We're going to do one more bubble of light. Let's create it in the center. And in this bubble of light, we're going to put in all the light workers on the planet, everyone that's doing works of good, the people that are standing up against Trump, against Nazis, against Putin, the people that are standing up for children, for the immigrants, for kids in cages, for sick people, for the earth, all life forms, for the sea. See them all going in this bubble. So we're going to call the Michael to come forth and cut all ties to any energy around them that's keeping them from being joyful, from healing, from drawing to them everything they need to be successful. See the light workers filling up with so much light that they're magnets now for everything they need, divine abundance, people to work with. Let them fill up with so much divine abundance that they have more than enough to pay off all their debts in full, to fulfill their divine missions, and to share with others. Now we're going to send energy to everyone's life force. Let that go to where they need healing. Again, fill everyone up with joy, with their divine mission, their divine purpose, and how they're going to move forward. Let them see new possibilities. All right, fill this up with light and love, and listen and take a deep breath and release it. I give thanks for this opportunity to serve. All right, so now let's close the circle, and we're going to do three ohms, and come on, guys, you can ohm with me. Ready? Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. May all the beings in all the worlds be happy. So be it, Sai Ram. Give thanks for this opportunity to serve. All right, everybody, you got a ground now. Put your feet flat on the ground. And you got that stone called hematite. Want to know what it looks like? This is what it looks like. Just nice, shiny, and gray. That helps you calm down and pull back in body. So for those of you that don't have it, feel that earth energy come up your feet. And as it comes up, feel your energies pull in body. Feel yourself starting to ground, become very centered, very clear-headed, very filled with all these new possibilities. And that energy now comes up higher in your legs. Feel yourself grounding even more, coming back in body. Feel yourself centered. Again, feeling, seeing all these new possibilities, open to new possibilities. Well, thank you guys for tuning in. And I think all month we're going to be doing some energy and light work. So go get your crystals and tell your friends, get your groups together, because we really need it now, don't you think? We are in battle, and we are battling Nazis. Nazis are satanic. Amazing how this all kind of folds together. So, if you need to ground later, you know, go hug a tree. Just put your hands on the tree. Imagine is sending all that excess energy into the tree and then ask the tree to ground, send you energy and you'll ground. Eat something after the show. Take a shower or a bath. That'll help. So I hope you'll tune in next week. And this is Kathy Bilski, the Quantum Leap Let Light Unite show on UPRN Radio. You can catch me on my YouTube channel, Kathy Bilski. All my shows are there. The curse removal's on there if you're in need. And so is the soul retrieval. My Facebook page. I do a lot of energy work on there also. So if you know you're into doing, feeling the need to do extra work for the earth, tune in, become a friend, and join in. We're really into spiritual overtime, guys. Really. So anybody wants any of the prayers that we did tonight, I have just request them and I'll send you a written copy. So you can do it anytime you want and do it as often as you want. When this comes up on the archives, you can download it and play it again and let all this energy work be amplified over 100,000 fold anytime anybody watches this video or listens to it. And I'm going to ask that everyone that participates gets a healing and some of your heart's desires manifest. In the meantime, be healthy. And guys, if you feel yourself getting sick, and I know people don't like to hear this, up your vitamins, liquid D3, and do enemas. When you do an enema and got enema bags, I'm sure they're all over the place. It's not really popular yet. But when you do it and you feel yourself coming down with a cold or whatever, a flu, get your enema bag out at the end of the night. Give yourself an enema. Now you're pulling literally all the crap out so that virus doesn't keep recirculating, okay? And you're not going to keep getting sick and sick. So that's my tip for helping you with the virus. Stay healthy, and hopefully we'll see you next week. Get your crystals ready. We're going to be doing more energy work. So aloha, good night, and we'll see you next week. There we go.
The SOR Vault is open for business, and do we have some cool swag for you to pick up? All you have to do is head over to our website and click on...
Pick Pat Peck Nissan for your next vehicle. Shop over 500 new Nissans at the only Nissan dealer in Gulfport. Right now, buy a new 2020 Rogue S for $24,074. Visit us on US 49 in Gulfport and drive home your new Nissan today. Shop our complete inventory online at patpecknissan.com. VIN LC724100 MSRP 28,180 includes 1606 dealer discount and 2,500 Nissan customer cash. Tax, title, and fees extra. See dealer for details. N3220.
The McDouble is here to add some sizzle to your day. And now you can enjoy it with McDonald's 4-for-4 deal. Choose between a cheesy McDouble or a delightfully crispy McChicken. Then add 4-piece chicken McNuggets, a small order of crispy fries, and a refreshing medium-sized soft drink like an ice cold Coke for just $4. Now that's a tasty deal. Swing by and add some sizzle to your day with McDonald's 4-for-4. Price and participation may vary, cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.